with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Shalom, shalom. Andrea, how are you this week?
I'm good, but you're going to hear the dog.
Not again, and don't swear at the dog this time, Andrea. Do not swear.
No, I can't, because somebody's going to call in and say that I did something bad.
They did exactly.
I drugged the dog.
Andrea, I'm actually looking at the topic that you're going to talk to us about today, and I think it's plain showing off. It's plain showing off. You know that there is not a vaccine in sight in South Africa. We will be lucky if we get a vial here within the next couple of months, and you're going to talk about the downside of inoculation.
Well, you know what? There's a reason. There's a reason, Simon. Do you think I really want to talk about the downside of that? There is so much horrible stuff going on here in Israel. Jews pitted against Jews. The most terrible behavior. Yes. I mean, I'm developing a speech impediment because of it. And the most horrible behavior. And I'm trying to do anything I can to blind myself. I'd rather talk about Demi Moore walking in Paris Fashion Week and she gets to go somewhere dressed up rather than talk about police and Haredi Jews firing. So let's talk about me. All right. So we're talking about the vaccine. I know that there's not one in sight there. I know it's terrible. I'm not trying to rub salt into your wound. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you that if I want to visit South Africa because I am less likely to A, be a carrier or be a recipient of COVID, I cannot. If I want to go to America, they want to lock me up for 2 weeks wherever I go, and I have no reason to be locked up for 2 weeks. So I'm just thinking that we have nowhere to go. It's like we're locked in this fish tank of potential health. And you know what? Sometimes being disease-free can be a little bit of a crisis. I'm just sharing that with you.
I'm hearing you, but I'm thinking all those reports about this health passport, the fact that you'd get certification that would make you good to go anywhere, is that not actually happening?
Well, you know what? It's good to go, but it has to be acknowledged. It has to be recognized. They have to, you know, somewhere outside of Israel. The fact is, I think the health passport, I'm going to put down this mic. I'm holding it because I figured if I held it close enough to my mouth, you wouldn't hear the dog.
Good try, Andrea. She's just been quiet. That's why we haven't heard the dog.
The pressure. She passed out from boredom living with me. Anyway, she collapsed. Like, oh God, she's talking again. Anyway, here in Israel, meaning I guess the day will come that I can go to a beach. The day will come that we can go away for, I guess, a Passover vacation, and they'll only allow people in who have been fully inoculated. That kind of thing. I cannot imagine yet that anybody outside of Israel gives a hoot. I mean, we're taking pictures getting it. It's sort of frustrating. It's sort of frightening because you can it's like they moved your jail cell outside and you could see the trees and you could see the beach. Am I getting Simon?
I'm thinking you're actually suffering from post-traumatic stress. That's what I'm thinking, because what we would do, give our right arms to be in that situation, but I can kind of understand it. You've been through a really tough time, and the bizarre thing is, although the infection rates are down amongst those who are inoculated, nevertheless, Israel reporting massive infection rates still. So it's a never-ending story, and there's a part of me that can understand it, but I just want to ask you as an Israeli, do you not now take the time to sort of stand back, pat yourself on the back and say, wow, this is the society I live in. This demonstrates the value of human life, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. Why am I not hearing that from you, Andrea?
You know what? You do hear it from me. Most days, many times during the day, it's peppered. I have to tell you, when I went for that inoculation this week, I walked in early. They took me early. They took pictures. They were warm. They were gracious. They were laughing. It was incredible. There was a glass of juice waiting outside, and people were almost, they were almost manic in the celebration. And it was the best of Israel, Simon. It really was. You know, some South Africans I know, I don't want to say their name because, you know, they're known and they didn't ask if I could talk about them. You know, they landed in Israel just this week.
Yeah.
Those listening there who know me, know of whom I'm speaking from the Glen Hazel community. They made Aliyah, and I just read a post of the woman of this couple. So Israel loving. She said, you know, they gave us a COVID test at the airport. They brought us to our quarantine hotel, 3 meals a day, the warmth. They knock on our doors to see if we're okay. And it was just such a right attitude. So my hope, because you know what, Simon, today in particular, it's not such an unhazy day in terms of my love of Israelis. I'm not so much today because I'm in pain. I'm in pain about people who don't have that hakoras hatov, that deep inner gratitude for what we have. You're right. You're listening into this, Simon. You're thinking, we're not even close. My sister exactly. in America, she's 2 years younger than me, which makes her a pre-geezer. Okay. She said she was hoping for her vaccine and like there was no sense of fury. I guess in Israel, we still feel the right to, we could be furious 24/7 or 24/6. We try to, you know, curb it on Shabbos, but she wasn't even angry. She said, you know, I was hoping for my vaccine by March or April, but now it looks more like May or June. What the heck? We're not, forgive me, I'm going to get in trouble with the audience there. We're not talking about South Africa. We're talking about, oh, everybody, let's emulate America.
Sure.
63 years old, and she may not get her vaccine. My mother, 91, is being schlepped somewhere today. Somewhere, some neighborhood she doesn't know because they heard of, and they secreted for her a vaccine. You know, why are they not chasing her to vaccinate her? Has she not paid her dues? And the same thing, a cousin of mine disabled in New York, he was so excited he was going to go to this neighborhood that is totally bombed out. I mean, it's a remnant of an era of New York that used to be. He was so excited. He's going into the slums of this neighborhood. They actually had the chutzpah to tell him, no more vaccines left. Try again next week. You know.
Absolutely fascinating. And I must say, not America's finest hour.
Not the finest hour. And it has nothing to do. They call me and they say it was because of Donald Trump. I said, were the Democrats surprised? After the 21st of January, did they say, there's this thing out there called COVID. I mean, they were planning on winning. Get your ducks lined up.
Now you see, this is a good example of, you know, I'm not a Bibi fan at all in any manner, shape and form, but let's give it to him. Let's just acknowledge that this man's leadership in terms of the vaccine was faultless.
Superior.
Absolutely faultless. Superb. Give the man kudos where they are deserved.
Superior.
Absolutely.
I don't like his relationship right now with the Haredin. I'm very, very, very nervous. Very nervous about what's happening in the streets here, but let's give it to this guy. The guy, they can hate him when he enters the room, but you know what? They respect him and he's earned it. Simon, he's earned it.
That's a good place to leave it because that leaves me with plenty of time to play out with a song. Andrea Simontov, we left it on a positive note despite your grouchy start. Thank you as always and Shabbat Shalom and can't wait to chat to you already next week.
Thank you, Spatula. I'm going to let the dogs out.
Let the dogs out. I had a feeling she might say that. I just had a feeling. I'm definitely getting to know her on a personal level. That is for sure.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.